Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Roger playing Arendir.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
Ryan playing everyone else. Oh, boy.
Fun truck stuff.
Fun truck stuff another, coming up.
Another animal from my collection.
Mechanics
yeah,
being
a lot
introduced.
Of, I mean, clearly we're going to get into some truck combat soon, so...
Monster
we
Jam.
We'll be using the Descent to Avernus vehicle combat rules to the best of our ability until I get overwhelmed and start homebrewing on the fly. So...
I can see it getting old very quickly.
I think I'm going to be... Because my problem with the vehicle combat stuff is that it's like...
Lame.
They all move at the same speed, so it's like, unless... I don't know. It's just complicated. It's pretty complicated.
We'll
but
figure out a way to it make it
seems,
faster.
Yeah, because like you guys could dash on a turn to make the thing go fucking crazy fast.
Fire that cannon out the back to boost it.
Yeah, we'll figure some crazy stuff out.
Call back.
This was a fun one, though. You guys really...
Bleebly blast out the back.
You guys did another funeral pyre of a bunch of dead dudes. I feel like that's happened multiple times.
Well,
now
you keep giving us piles of dead bodies.
Well, you know,
there's
it's a dangerous
so many
world.
Ways we can dispose of them.
Yeah.
I wanted to push him into the other place and turn him into money, but no.
I mean, I was ready to dig a mass grave for them.
Yeah.
That would have been so many.
COVID style.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Bulldozing in.
So we're going to... Magri, I'm kind of using Avernus rules a little bit. Mostly because I think like collecting soul coins is fun.
Yeah.
And it makes this area kind of weird because it's like there's the like more fun rules with like dying and stuff where people can like go and get your coin and everything.
Oh shit.
But yeah, like basically the way Avernus works is you plop a coin in the engine, the soul like screams to death, and then you get a day worth of fuel out of it.
It's like a supermarket fucking plane thing.
Yeah,
put the quarters
much.
In. And
now Luga knows how to make one now.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you want this engine for, but...
Rockets?
I know what he wants it for.
But will we still need a fuel if he, like, makes one?
Yeah.
I'm
we
on
We still
this.
Need to be fueled with soul coins or dread fuel?
Probably, unless you guys can figure out some kind of alternate power source.
Solar?
You need to make, like, a bleebly engine.
I mean...
Listen,
in
making
the
engine
could,
first. Worry
we
about
power it with... A Dreadforge heart, most likely, if you find a big enough one.
Well, I was just going to use a demon heart.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
probably, honestly, also, you might need both, for being totally honest, Derek.
I'll just start collecting demon hearts. I
mean, plus solar.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
Solar panels we'll put on the top of the truck.
We're just collecting different types of hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to give you guys an alternate power source as well, because I like the idea that...
You want us to go kill crazy?
Well, you know, I want to dissuade you from murdering every living soul you saw in this place.
He wants to have a Fred Gwynn gas station attendant.
Just the non-believers.
Yeah.
Just the non-believers. And vultures.
I fucking love how intense Arendir is about it. It's so funny to me.
He's insane.
I really like the idea, too, that, like, you know, a fucking... giant machine war happened in this place, so there's so much weird oil pooled into the ground from
I love fighting. How you're like a much more ethical thing is fossil fuels.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking scumbag.
Yeah,
what are you, BP?
Listen, they didn't come from dinosaurs, you know. It's I mean, I guess they might have come from dinosaurs at one point. I guess we could do like a prehistoric arc or something, but yeah.
What's you the carbon basically made
footprint
Exxon?
Of this truck?
Well, you know, I mean, the carbon footprint on that truck is intense. It's a lot.
I need to make like an offshore dread fuel refinery.
Oil rig.
It was really just because I was like, I don't want them to shoot every guy they meet now trying to
I
make
mean,
coins.
I mean, you gave me one mega bullet, so. Yeah.
Seems the incentive is to
it's
kill.
It's just the shell, though.
I know that's what that demon wants, but
yeah. It's still a bullet.
I mean, we're not going to hunt
it's
down
also
like...
what I want.
Yeah. We're not going to hunt down like just shopkeeps that are like roaming or anything. It's going to be like gnolls and...
Well, as long as they convert.
Convert or die. That's going on the pamphlet.
Basically, the way that's the coin rules are going to work is you have to kill like a living soul. So like beasts and monsters aren't going to count. And obviously,
you're trying to tell me all dogs don't go to heaven?
In this world, they don't. Machines, obviously. It has to be like...
Steve, avert your ears.
Basically, like, if the thing can communicate and speak a language, you'll get a coin out of it. I think it will probably do it that way. But, you know. And also, like, machines, obviously. If you kill any machine stuff, you're not going to get any coins from that. But
no, just get a Dreadforge heart.
Yeah. And the bodies that we can use to make other things.
Mm-hmm.
Recycle!
Yeah!
Reduce, reuse, recycle, guys.
Yep.
Well, I mean, obviously when I was coming up with this, I had just seen Furiosa. So I was like, how do I get as much Mad Max bullshit into this world as possible?
And is there going to be War Boys and do they ride Eternal?
Yes.
I'm taking that turtle.
I have some real weird monsters in this one. You guys will see soon, but
I just tried
to find as many desert monsters as I could, basically. I just tried to get a nice collection going.
What's the sand mechanic for Glebnor? Will I eventually get sand armor if I accumulate enough sand on me?
I mean, initially my idea was sand would fuck you up because
I'm goo.
You're goo. Like if you ever drop Play-Doh in the sand.
I'm going to become like a chicken cutlet. You'd probably get
like half movement though.
Yeah, I think maybe we'll slow your movement by half.
But bump the AC?
Bump the AC by one.
Your strength.
You gotta be careful because he's gonna start saying, I turn into a giant ball. I roll to pick up as much sand.
Right? I become the Raiders fucking boulder.
Oh, we could fire him in the catapult.
Hell yeah.
Sand Glebnor.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are cool, taking fall damage,
a giant net.
You can catapult each other.
Your favorite tool.
Big flat. Sand net.
Yeah.
You just have to rage before we launch you.
Yeah. I just know that there's
a raging ball.
The second vehicle combat starts, I'm going to be like, fuck me. I'm going to be so overwhelmed. You guys have such insane brains for this kind of a world, you know? I don't love it.
Yeah, get ready for 2 hours of combat.
I know. I am. Next one's going to be a
buckaroos.
Biggin, boys. Yeah.
I action surge to do a U-turn, pinpoint turn.
He's going to whip the back so that the...
He's going to tail whip people with the trailer.
He's K-turning. He's K-turning.
There's a convoy. I'm going to jackknife it on purpose.
No, the truck can't right itself. We have to flip it.
But we do a performance check to see if it lands on its wheels.
Oh, I might let you do that.
Hell yeah.
I don't think.
Are you good at performance?
I don't think any of you are good at performance.
All right. Where's Cosmo?
Matt Zero.
Speaking of Cosmo, did we already do a Cosmo check?
We haven't done a Cosmo check.
Don't worry about Cosmo, all right?
You just don't want us to get more concerned because we're like eight people away from the next
luck point.
I don't think we did any bookkeeping last time.
We're 58 people away from the next luck point.
How's the tour going? My boy Schlebnor running a tight ship.
God, when was the last one? Has it been a while?
I love that name.
It's been a while.
Schlebnor.
So stupid. All right. Let's see here. I guess we can do
it. It's also been a hot minute for a Gord update.
I know. What's Gord doing? Is he in Magria still?
Yeah, I was going to say, now that we're in Magria.
Let's save the Gort update for the next one.
Let's save the Gort update for like a Gort one shot, I think.
That's what I was thinking. You guys were going to build towards.
I think
he does have a merry band of rogues now.
Yes. After the apparent success of the Go-Go Gongilla one shot, I suppose we might start doing a couple more of them. I mean,
yeah.
Can't wait.
So
maybe just tell us where we're going and not that it's going to be all ocean. So be ready. Keep it vague so we aren't 100% prepared.
Yeah, that was bad on my part. too prepared. Didn't like it. All right. I don't even remember the stupid mechanics for Cosmo here.
It's a
performance check.
It's a performance check, I think. If
it was like a 20 and up, it was double?
If it's a nat 20...
Nat 20 was like double, right?
The doubler.
Yeah, double the dice.
You only got a 16 on the performance check.
I think that's just one, right?
Yeah.
I think we said it was one, and then just like a 20... up because his performance was ridiculous.
Was it 20 dice and then a nat 20 was
double.
Yeah. I think with a 16, how about this? You can roll like 3d10.
What?
It's you just 16. Don't want the 50. Well, I'm not giving you guys, I mean, it's like an okay performance. And he's playing at dive bars. There's not that many people at some of these.
Who's rolling it?
He's just playing at a train station somewhere.
Yeah,
I got it loaded. But
he's hitting like over 20 all the time, so I feel like that's where you're gonna. I'm gonna establish now. I guess maybe I'm retconning this. I have no idea. Above a 20, you can roll a d100 for the checks. 10 to 20, you're gonna get d10s to see how many people he gets. 16 is like weirdly low for him. You rolled a 6 on the die, so I'm gonna give you 3d10 to roll for new followers.
Okay.
Yeah, Who would like to write that down
so we don't forget it?
Yeah, I mean, I literally forget it every single time.
Hold on, anything under a 20 is 3d10?
Between a 10 and a 20. We'll call it 3d10.
Even a 19?
Even a 19. Below a 10, you can roll a d4. That'll be how many people at the really, really lame like rest stop that he converts. Who's rolling it, boys?
18.
Oh, it's
18
10.
More followers.
3d10. I hit 2 8s.
Pretty good.
That's the low.
2 8s and a 2.
Disgusting.
Not bad.
We're at 960.
Oh, I hate it. I gotta start killing your followers, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. That's how I even this out.
What the hell?
Can't believe you do that. You already did it once.
Listen.
They've created peace wherever they went.
Yeah.
Mm. Why would they? You're questionable, but yeah. They are better now than they were before.
Would you rather be brainwashed?
You guys have been getting away with a lot of bullshit lately. Like, I'm gonna put that out there.
What bullshit?
Name one bullshit thing.
You're driving a truck with a catapult on it against my wishes.
You put a truck in front of us.
I didn't put it in front of you. I put it on the other side of a wall as an aside. Just somewhere in the... I'm not relitigating this, all right? When you drive trucks, you get the truck. I gave you the truck.
You're blaming us for your mistakes.
We got a whole truck arc now I had to write, so don't worry.
You're going to punish the followers because of your mistake?
I'm going to punish the followers... because you guys are a like renegade cult from the south that is stealing followers from Krizik or killing them. So,
who's a false god?
Exactly.
Yeah. You didn't know that until very recently, and most people don't.
I don't know. Sure. I think we called it out pretty.
Yeah. And is that false?
There's only one true god.
He's 100% false.
Well, I mean,
once he got godhood, he's technically an actual god now. But
I mean, more importantly, when we're done with the truck. We let Cobbler eat it. He turns into Truculies.
Truculies?
Truculies?
Who's Truculies?
Cobbler.
Is it just Cobbler face on front of a truck?
He breathes fire off his pistons.
He's a truck man.
I figured when we were done with the truck, we leave it with Arendir, because I'm assuming he's not going all the way with us, so we leave it with Arendir to patrol around.
He's
going to
kill so many people.
That's what I'm saying.
Just a driving around
dumpster full of coins.
The whole fucking trailer's filled with coins.
You come back, Magri's just empty. Yeah, no one believes in bleeding.
Just go to the capital and just dump them all. Like, what do I get for this?
I hate that. It's so funny.
And just become 18 feet tall, solid plate gold. Arendir.
Ridiculous.
Something different about you, Arendir.
You grew.
Look closer.
Oh, you're 10 feet tall. You're made of solid gold.
24 karat gold.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it. I have no idea how to off-ramp your character. I still haven't figured it out. I have a rough idea, maybe, but I mean.
I have an idea. I'll run it by you.
Okay. You want to do it now on the show? Or
no.
Okay, perfect.
Secrets.
The idea of like a 5-foot-tall elf and an 18-wheeler just murdering people driving around full of coins is so funny.
Well, that means as long as they convert or they're believers.
Die spray painted on the trailer.
We gotta do something about that.
Not great for the PR.
Spray painted blee-blee on the sides of it.
Yep. That is true. I mean, so there are rules for upgrading the vehicle. You can like get bonus armor to it. And there's like different.
How do we do that?
Attached to it. I do have an area in Magria.
Is there a mechanic?
That you will be able to find a mechanic that can improve your
vehicle. Does he take soul coins?
He sure does. Everyone in Magria takes soul coins. It's kind of like the.
Does he take threats of violence?
I mean, he probably wouldn't be pumped about him, but, you know, there's also that.
Okay.
I think you will like him based on the race I made him, which I feel like sometimes.
Genry 2.0.
Sometimes when you're like playing this game, if you don't want the players to either bully or murder an NPC, you gotta make him fun.
So he's just definitely
fun
not
enough
a gnome.
When they're safe.
He's not a gnome.
But yeah, we got a next episode. I can feel like it's going to be a doozy. I don't think it's really a spoiler territory to let people know that we got some vehicle combat coming up. We got to test this thing out. We got to see how this all works.
Spin those wheels up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Riding dirty.
Riding real dirty. I'm glad you guys washed it off because I was going to be like, yeah, if you didn't clean it, it's just full of guts and fucking stank.
Yeah. Just
gross.
Gnoll feces.
Just
all
smells
over
like
place.
Wet dog in the back.
It's just fucking half exploded hyenas all over it.
Yeah. Nasty. Yeah, I guess you guys kind of just turns into like a roving base, you know, set some cots up in the back and
hell yeah,
you know, I mean, as a DM,
hammocks.
I have to come after this truck so hard to try to break it, but I know how you guys play and you're not gonna let me do it. So I think
we'll we gotta be careful with other vehicles you send our way.
That's another thing I've thought about. So I don't want you guys getting a fleet of vehicles. Exactly. So,
convoy!
Don't be surprised if every vehicle you guys encounter just blows up at some point.
Oh, God. This turns into the highway, the freeway like scene in Matrix Reloaded. We're just jumping from car to car.
Yeah, I mean, also, another dumb creature added to the fucking list.
Gorpor.
Gorpor is a horrible name.
Two R's on the end.
Gorpor. I put two R's. I actually had only written one and I added a second one for no fucking reason to my own notes.
Well, that's the way it's spelled.
I'm so. Calling him Gorp.
It's Gorpor.
Gorp for short.
Thank you, Liz Folk name generator.
Liz Folk. Not lizard.
Gorpor.
Liz Folk.
I'm assuming Gorpor is dumb. Yeah.
Gorpor's dumb.
He's just a talking lizard. Nothing special.
He doesn't know about inside voice.
How does Awaken work? Is it actually, does it give
them
an intelligence?
13 intelligence.
Yeah, he's now smarter than us.
It's either 13 or just flat 10.
I thought it was 13, but I
think it's flat 10 because I had to, I double checked.
Because that's why Luga is so much smarter than us.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
he awakens spell.
I double check.
He rolled back so many charges.
Yeah, they get int of 10.
Oh, okay.
Awaken the truck.
No awakening the truck.
It is true. It does work. Say intelligence of 3 or less, but it specifically says huge or smaller beast or plant.
Okay.
So until we make this thing a beast and or plant, I cannot awaken it.
Okay. Do I have to roleplay a talking truck? Like, how far out are we going to fucking get with this thing?
It's like Knight Rider.
It's yeah. Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. Fucking Kit.
Sorry, Toluga. I can't go that way.
Huh?
I sense many soul coins in front of us.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, this is crazy. I don't... If this next episode's 4 hours long, I'm so sorry. It's because the mechanics really got away from us. Or you guys might do what you do all the time, which is do a ridiculous amount of damage immediately and start blowing everything up. So we'll see.
I mean, that's my MO.
Yeah, of course. So. Yeah. Yeah, well, we gotta get this thing going. Mark, take us out. We got things to record.
Yeah, I guess you're technically correct. As always, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Numbers are growing. That's good. Thank you. Spread the word of Blee Blee. Listen to Aaron Deere. Be like Aaron Deere. Hear that?
Well,
maybe.
Be
don't.
A little bit less like Aaron Deere, but not too much less. And as always, rate, review, subscribe, interact. We've got a rolling house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.